Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
Santa here? I know him.
Here's another top 10.
And yes, it was funny.
The Vince Wild Show.
All right, I had to improve upon the last list I did of this category because it was such a blah list. There was no real explanation, and it wasn't really entirely accurate, and it was... But this is the top 10 list of the worst gifts you can possibly give. And this one's pretty good. This is from FloraQueen.com. And why don't we start at number 10 and go work our way to number 1. Number 10, granny pants. So I'm assuming this is not talking about underwear, but like saggy, not form-fitting, not particularly flattering, and especially not appropriate if you're getting them for a guy. I mean, women don't want granny pants. I don't even think grannies want granny pants. Well, maybe they do. But if they do, they're going to buy them for themselves. So just get them a bad sweater and move on. Number 9, fresh fish. Who's doing this? Who's buying fresh fish for some? And how do you wrap it? Yeah, you better hurry up and open that because it's going to start to stink. No, whether the person doing the gifting is a fisherman or they just have a sick sense of humor, this is a surprise that'll leave a bad stink long after Christmas morning. I would do this for somebody that refused to give me a list. I don't know, just give me whatever. Okay, fresh fish it is. Number 8, a vacuum cleaner. Oh, that sucks. Don't give... Yeah, I did. Don't give somebody a vacuum cleaner. Especially don't get your wife or girlfriend a vacuum cleaner. Yeah, clean something. Bad. Bad bada boom. Don't do that. That's what everyone wants to think about Christmas. Cleaning. Be warned, buying this for a female friend or relative is an incredibly stupid idea for obvious reasons. Don't even do it if they ask for a vacuum. Just assume it's a trap. Number 7, binoculars. Why would you buy this for someone who's not a proud birdwatcher? Okay, this is the first one I don't think I agree with. If you're buying binoculars for somebody randomly for no reason, bad idea. But that goes for any Christmas gift you get for anybody. You shouldn't be getting, you know, like, I didn't know what you want, so I got you a boat. I live in Indiana. It's a landlocked state. Why would you get me a boat? Well, you could take it up to Lake Michigan. Oh, yeah, just a short 4-hour trip. You think I am made of money? Number 6, wrinkle cream. Yeah, especially for a toddler. It's pointless. And plus, they won't understand. And never buy it for your mother-in-law. It's just, it won't be taken well. Yeah, you're looking a little old and baggy. I got you this. It's always the same guy, have you noticed? Sully is like every Christmas present he gets, this is what he gives people. So he gave his mother-in-law wrinkle cream. Here you go. Maybe you won't look so terrible under bright lights now. I mean, Sully, come on. Number 5, Crocs. You shouldn't even own Crocs. They're ugly, but they're comfortable. But it's been shown that they're actually bad for your health. Crocs have no arch support. They have no... But why? What? Who started the Crocs thing? Somebody find him and punish him. Or her. Number 4, a scooter. What kind of scooter? I mean, because if somebody shows up and they're giving me like a Honda Ruckus, I am not complaining. But if they're going to give me one of those like metal deals with the skateboard wheels on it, they're probably looking to get punched. And they make a good point. Remember, you're just going to spend the next 365 days of the year tripping over the stupid thing. Yeah, 364, because you'll use it once. Number 3, gift vouchers for a store they hate.
Listen, I know you're not a big fan of Spencer Gifts because you think it's trashy, but I got you a $100 gift certificate. Almost as bad as this is like saying, look, here is a $10 gift certificate to the Sharper Image. Huh? What are you, stupid? There's nothing for $10 to the Sharper Image. Ugh, why didn't you just give me a bill to pay? Yeah. Ugly Christmas sweaters. You know, this has become a sport. People buy ugly Christmas sweaters just to try to outdo each other. I definitely wouldn't put this on the list of things that I would get. Yeah, but I got my cat an ugly Christmas sweater. Okay, maybe the cat deserved it. Finally, Sully makes a good decision. The number one gift you should...
oh, boy.
The number one gift you should not get somebody for Christmas, and this is across the board, is Radiant Farms Unicorn Meat. Merry Christmas! Here's a dismembered unicorn toy in a tin. This is actually a stuffed toy stuffed into like a can that looks like a spam can. Once you get over the novelty and admittedly well-written text on the can, this is really a throwaway gift. It would be funnier if it was actually unicorn meat. Like, first of all, where'd you find the unicorn? Because that's the first question on my list. Second of all, what do I do with it? I mean, how do you serve this? Somebody call Chef Ramsay. Somebody call Chef Ramsay. Because I wouldn't know how to serve this. Oh, you donkey! Yeah, I... It looks like cat food. That's the worst part. So is this like a fancy type? Oh, is this the... This is the food that even the finicky cats would be like, okay, yeah, I'll eat that. Unicorn meat? Definitely. Oh, that definitely made up for the last list. The last list was such an atrocity. Oh, my word. Unicorn meat. See, I want to go buy that now. Wait a minute. Let me call up Amazon.
Press one.
Number one.
The Vince Wilde Show.
Folks, Merry Christmas.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus.